it's about a system for delivering a house. It could be any house, a gingerbread house, shaker house, shotgun house.
Larry Sass doesn't care what kind of house he makes as long as it's cheap and quick to build.
Any house could be reproduced this way, and it could be tested over and over and over again.
Sass is an architect and professor at MIT, and he wants to make construction a lot more efficient.
There are three components to building construction: measuring, cutting, and assembly. Most people don't realize the real complexity of construction is cutting parts.
On the lot outside MoMA, Sass is putting together a demonstration. It's a one-room house, a shotgun house in the style of the Deep South, with a small raised porch and a pitched roof.
You can see pushed out and kind of fried up.
Sass is a tall, thoughtful-looking guy with glasses and a low-key demeanor. He and a couple of his MIT students are assembling the house from piles of flat wood panels laying on tarps.
So all of the parts have labels on them. The whole house is cut by machinery. It sort of looks like a big, giant toy erector set. You could see all of the connections when you arrive, and every piece has its own unique shape.
Sass is a pragmatist. He believes in the power of machines. He wants to get rid of human error by having computer-controlled machines cut parts so precisely that they fit together perfectly. No nails, no bolts, no nothing.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Anybody can do that.
It's like the same principle as Lego blocks.
And that's what's so beautiful about this. What's in the computer model is exactly what gets built. We're not concerned about whether some person decided to go drinking the night before and missed a few nails and screws.
The house on the lot is a design for a specific purpose. New Orleans, post-Katrina. That's why it's a shotgun house, to fit in with local building styles. But Sass was working on his prefab concepts well before the storm.
I actually stayed away from New Orleans because I could see all the architects were jumping in and trying to get their name out. I said, I'll wait for everybody to go away, which normally happens in black communities. They see a disaster, everybody wants to show up and be a hero. And after about 3 or 4 years, when the real work, continued work, needs to happen, people usually leave.
Sass is African American. He's a city kid who grew up in Harlem before going to Pratt and MIT. He's concerned with jobs in low-income communities. In fact, he thinks his machine-oriented approach to building won't take away jobs, but actually create lots of new ones.
You don't need a college education to do this. You can put one of these together with your bare hands or with a minimal amount of education. A town can be made overnight with the local people, hiring the local people, employing the local people.
On the MoMA lot, the house is taking shape.
Okay, so what we're trying to do now is touch up with paint around the top and the sides and hammer in jacks. All that hammering that you hear are what we call jacks and dog bones.
And soon enough, the last panel goes in.
So now that means that every single board, every single piece is on and in tight, too. You will not be able to get any of them out.
Now Sass and his team can put in the finishes, like carved wooden friezes along the porch roof, and a coat of blue paint on the floor. It's not quite livable. There's no plumbing, for example. But Sass says once you get the structure to work, the rest is no problem.
People have been putting that stuff in for over 100 years now. That's easy. It's how to put it in efficiently.
When the show is over, Sass plans to put the house to good use.
Probably going to release it from the ground and figure out some way of lifting it, jacking it up, and taking it out of here on a trailer.
Destination?
New Orleans. That's where we'd like to take this.
But it doesn't have to be New Orleans. There are housing challenges in many places, and with his method, Larry Sass thinks he has a way to take them on. For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.